101.3 Waterloo Radio.
Welcome to the Mono a Mono Show, folks. I am DJ Adrock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
And we are broadcasting to you live?
Not live. Pre-recorded this segment from the Mono a Mono underground headquarters.
That feels like home studios.
That's right.
Yes, and the reason why we are broadcasting on location and pre-recording is because we have two very special guest DJs today.
Why don't you introduce yourself, special guest DJs?
I'm DJ Raquilla.
I'm DJ Gokulisha.
Now, some of you may be confused about who DJ Raquilla might be, because you've heard us talk about in the past DJ Seabass, but DJ Seabass has changed his whole persona, and now he is known as the DJ Raquilla.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And DJ Gokulisha, as people know, have been on the show a few times, mainly known for his talking about video games.
Yeah, I've heard many of his video game reviews, and I've found them to be very informative and valuable.
Yeah. All right, so we've got you guys on the show with us today. We've got a couple topics, but is there something that you want to talk about and tell Waterloo about first?
I love Martian Legends!
Martian Legends,
you
okay.
Monster Legends.
Monster Legends. Okay, what is Monster Legends?
It's an iPad game, and like you can hatch your very own monsters.
Oh, cool. And what is your favorite monster on Monster Legends?
That would be Dark Skull.
Dark Skull? That is dark.
That sounds creepy.
Now, DJ Gokulisha, do you know about this Martian Legends thing?
Monster Legends, DJ
Steel. Monster!
I don't think so.
No? Now, DJ Raquilla, is it available for anything other than iPad, or is that you're not too sure about
that? I think it's only for it's a Monster Legends mobile.
Okay. Yeah, I believe you can get a version of it for the iPod Touch as well.
Okay, we'll have to look into it. But yeah. Maybe not Android.
Yeah, maybe not Android.
Oh, okay, because I know DJ Gokulisha is an Android person.
Is he?
Yeah.
Just like someone else I know.
Yeah.
Who just is clinging on for dear life to the Android platform.
Because,
whoa, DJ Raquilla, have you been working out? Folks at home, DJ Raquilla was just busting out the gun show.
Holy smokes.
And giving us a huge flex. Now DJ Gokulisha. You guys should both flex at the same time.
Don't hurt yourselves. Yeah, guys. Be careful. All right,
okay.
So, what, DJ Raquilla, what song do you have? Or are they gonna rock, scissors, paper it up to see who goes first?
Sure.
Yeah, rock,
can
scissors,
try.
Scissors,
let's see.
Rock, scissors, paper.
You gotta go 1, 2, 3, and then shoot.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Rock.
Okay. So, DJ Raquilla, do you want to play your song first, or do you want DJ Gokulisha to play his first?
Me first.
Okay.
Okay.
What song do you feel goes best with that whole
Let It Go, Demi Lovato version?
Now, where have you heard? Where is this Let It Go song from?
In Ad Rock's car.
DJ Ad Rock's car. Yeah, but like, where did you first hear this song?
In DJ Adrock's car.
No, it isn't.
In the movie.
Gokulisha, right. Do you know what movie it's from?
Yes.
What movie? What?
Frozen?
Correct.
Except it's the different version.
Yes, this is the version. This is the version that is played during the credits, not the version that's played in the movie.
Oh, good investigating there, Raquilla.
Yeah, so he knows. So, all right, so this is it. This is going to be Let It Go by Demi Lovato from the movie Frozen here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono a Mono Show.
Let it go. Let it go. It's up in us if any know. Oh, I like this. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Turn my back and slam the door. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen.
Some Let It Go by Demi Lovato right there on Sound FM 100.3. Yeah. Nice pick, DJ Rockrilla.
Yeah, how you feeling about that?
Good.
Nice.
What do you think, DJ Gogolisha? Great song?
Yes.
Have you seen Frozen, DJ Gogolisha?
Yes.
And what did you think of that movie?
Weird.
You thought it was weird?
Why is it weird?
I think it was weird too.
How
like
come?
There's like no reason for the movie.
Yeah,
we're getting really philosophical. What do you mean there was no reason for the movie?
Like, it was like there's no reason for the movie.
Right, like but there's no point to love is what you're getting at, right, Rockrilla?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's deep.
Yeah.
Awkward.
I didn't think we were going to get... Yeah, this is awkward.
It is a little
bit awkward. I
didn't
think we were going to get this deep.
Everybody's awkward.
Wow, man, yeah. He's getting philosophical here.
It's like it's an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen Dawson's Creek, DJ Rockrilla?
No, and I'm leaving because this is weird.
No, well, get back here.
You don't want to hear DJ Gogolicia's first pick?
I do. I know I'm dying to hear what DJ Gogolicia has in store for us.
Now, DJ Gogolicia, do you have a story behind your first pick here?
I don't think so.
Well, what is your first pick going to be?
Troublemaker.
Oh.
Okay, and why do you like this Troublemaker song?
Is it
because you're a troublemaker?
This is awesome!
No. Not really. This is awesome!
Did you get in trouble at school at all? No?
Not that he's telling us.
Okay. Alright, we'll get into
he's
it.
He's not
here.
Incriminating himself on air.
Are we gonna do my song first?
Well, we already did. Remember, we just heard your song, Let It Go by Demi Lovato. Remember?
No, we didn't, Daddy!
I don't know who that daddy person is.
Amber! I'm the father!
I forgot.
Alright, so we're going into some Troublemaker. Who's it by? DJ Gogolicia, do you have it on there?
I know. Lady Gaga.
You could just read it out. Or is it hard to say? Ollie Mars featuring Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Alright, here it is. Some Troublemaker.
I thought we were gonna do Frozen.
We already did it.
Some Troublemaker right here on Sound FM 100.3. Molly Motto!
Trouble,
you ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl. You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you bite your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was putty in your hands. I don't know if I have the strength to stand. Oh, oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know.
To the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
Brought to you by Naked Brave Brewing Company.
Lake of Bays Brewing Company.
Nope.
Close.
Lake of Bays Brewing Company.
Lake of like a Dre's Brewing Company.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it. That's who's bringing it to you.
Yeah, and once you become 19, then you can say like a Bay's.
That's right.
A little bit.
And not, speaking of bringing it, Ollie Mears and Flo Rida just brought it with Troublemaker.
That's right. Uh-oh, yay! There's a secret switch going on here. Secret switch.
Yeah.
Now, we were going to talk about a little bit about Lego. Because DJ Rock Rilla, I've heard that lately you did quite the Lego piece.
We've lost our guest DJs. Okay, DJ Gogolisha is back.
What do you got there? No, speak into the mic.
What is it?
A Lego piece?
Oh, nice. For inspiration when we talk about this.
Now, DJ Rockrilla, where are you?
He's getting another one.
Okay. Do you know what set DJ Rockrilla just recently built?
The Millennium Falcon?
That's how did you correct. Know?
He just told me. Told me that.
When did he tell you?
Before the show. Okay, now he just brought.
So Rockrilla.
Three pieces.
How long did it take you to complete the Millennium Falcon?
About one day and then a little bit of another day.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big project. Building an entire Millennium Falcon.
I guess so. DJ Gogolisha was asking me how many pieces it was because he saw two different Millennium Falcon sets. I guess one's an older one, one's a newer one.
Yeah, I'll get the book.
He's going to get the book to prove it.
DJ Rockrilla, please stay here.
I'm going to DJ Gogolisha. Hey, DJ Gogolisha.
What are you going to say?
No, I was... Book. Okay, so the book. Now, in the book... It's got a couple different Millennium Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you know roughly how many pieces the Millennium Falcon was?
Oh, it'll show.
That you guys put together.
I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 pieces.
1,500.
Okay. Either 12 or 1,500.
That one or that one? That one or that one? Which one?
Nope, not that one.
That one.
That's
the inside of that one.
Yep, that's the one.
So how many pieces is that one, Gogolisha? Doesn't it say right under the picture there?
659.
Wow, okay.
No, it wasn't 659. It was over 1,000 in the round.
No, it says 659.
Maybe there's even another one.
Yeah, I think it might have been that one.
Yep.
Okay,
that one.
No, because
that one we didn't.
That one's 5,000 pieces.
There wasn't that much detail on the back of ours. Maybe there's one. They made one in the middle now.
Yeah, maybe there's even yet another one.
That doesn't show this book. These books have stuff until the 2006s.
So it must be a newer, because this is the visual dictionary that we're, for the Mono Amigos out there who are listening, that we're referring to. This Lego dictionary by Simon Beecroft doesn't seem to be very up to date, but it was printed back in 2009.
1,254 pieces.
Okay, what year is that set? Or does it not say?
I think I have a set that has just the same amount. The Lion Tree Temple.
And have you built this set, Gogolisha?
Yes.
Now, how's the playability of the Lion Tree Temple?
Very good.
Yeah? How come? Yeah. What are some of the features?
It has... So, there is this... You don't have to bring that. That's not it. It has a little... There's a little switch there that... There's a pathway at the front. The switch leads the pathway there. And if you put a guy at the end of the pathway, it pulls that. And then a lion head comes and chomps the guy.
Whoa! Yikes.
And
also there's doors with a key in it.
Oh, cool.
And it also shows a waterfall that starts from the top of it, and then it goes all the way to the bottom.
And how long did it take you to build the what was it, the Lion Temple?
Lion Chi, yeah.
Lion Chi Temple.
Pretty much half a day.
And DJ Rock Rilla, if you can focus for a moment, what would you say the playability of what the Millennium Falcon is? Would you say it's good or not so good?
It was awesome, really. Like, what was one of the features?
One of the features would be the missiles.
Flick missiles?
Ones that you're just pushing and it comes out.
Cool.
Is there one with a lever that pushes it out, or just... You just flick it out.
I just push it out.
Yeah, I have tons of those and tons of those.
And what other features does it have?
There's like little fans. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're really kind of the features.
Can you open
Okay, now when you get these sets, for example, first we'll do the Lion Chi Temple. They usually come with characters.
Set numbers? Oh yeah, okay. I'll get the box and then I'll tell you the characters.
Wait, you don't know?
Oh wait, I forget. I remember some of them.
Well, just say the ones that you think.
Razor, Laval, Gravis, Krager, Crawley.
Wow, that's a lot.
I have Crawley.
Hmm. There are two.
Well, two more?
I think either Eris or... I think Eris.
Oh, Longtooth.
Ah, Longtooth.
Wait, okay. Eris. Wait, not Eris.
Eris.
Well.
Some Eris. Bird guy.
It's well, Eris. Yeah. It's Eris.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a different one.
All right. Well, how about with the Millennium Falcon? What guys do you get?
You get Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, and Darth Vader.
Ah, okay.
And Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And?
Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
Luke Skywalker.
So you get Luke and his father.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, so why don't we get into some more music?
Yeah. Do you guys have a track that kind of...
I remember
is about...
I remember the name of the
What Ewald. Is it?
Ewald.
All right. Do you guys have a track that kind of leads into the Lego?
I don't know. What do you mean by
What that? Track do you want to play, DJ Rockrilla?
I would do... What Does the Fox Say?
Ah, nice! With the Lion Chi, because the Fox Tribe.
There
I get
you
it.
Go. Yeah.
But there's only one.
And what... Yeah, there's only one fox, but...
But it didn't come in the set.
No. Well, still he picked it because
of that. But there's still Lego Chima Fox.
And what song are you going into, DJ Gogalisha?
Okay, yep. Where's the list?
I don't know. Right there
on the floor.
Floor
there.
Nothing's gonna stop me?
Nothing's gonna stop. Oh, because it's from the Lego.
The Adventures of Clutch Powers movie.
Nice.
Good,
all right.
Good selection. All right, so here we go. This is What Does the Fox Say by Ilvis. And then, what was that one called again?
Nothing's gonna stop me.
Nothing's gonna stop me by Greg O'Connell and Mike. Somebody.
Stipe.
Michael Stipe from REM. Here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Mono on my show!
Yeah!
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's no sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Happy, 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 ho. Happy, 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 ho. Happy, 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 ho.
holds tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that? What does the frog say?
Monoway Mono Show, folks. You just heard some incredible tracks that had to do with Lego. What Does the Fox Say by Ilvis? and then I work alone.
No, not I work alone. Nothing's gonna stop me.
Sorry, nothing's gonna stop me from the adventures of Clutch Powers movie.
And who is that by, DJ Gogolisha?
It's Greg O'Connor.
And Michael Lloyd.
Michael Lloyd.
Okay. Right.
Oh, wait.
Not Michael Stipe.
Lloyd Garmadon.
I thought Michael Stipe had branched out from REM and gone into Lego.
You mean Lloyd
songs.
Garmadon?
No.
Lloyd Garmadon?
That's another Lego reference.
I like a nice, juicy, soft thing of rock.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You and DJ Adrock, for some reason, think they're juicy, but...
No, that was the top shelf that I said I thought had fruity
juicy
notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was way off.
Yeah.
Now, DJ Rockrilla.
Rockrilla.
Oh, thank you. DJ Rockrilla, you mentioned that you wanted to talk about Monster Legends a little bit more. What did you want to talk about specifically?
I like how you can, like, get different monsters.
Okay.
And, like...
How do you get different monsters?
Well, you have to buy them with your gold, and some are really expensive, and you need gems. So you need to save up a lot of gems.
I have to save up a lot to get.
You have to do quests, and you can battle and get, like, loot.
Cool. Who do you battle?
You battle, like, different guys. Like, on the first level, you battle, Tyranna King. Those guys are really weak against the Fundex.
Yeah.
The Fundex is like
a
Fundex is lightning and fire, and I have a Fundex, and whenever I go on the first level, there's a Tyranna King, and it always goes out in my Fundex. And then, like, I use Nuclear Hit, and then I get the Tyranna King.
Wow. So this is the type of video game that you're into, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Also in the, like...
Very polite,
Legends
hey,
of
put your hand up.
Yeah. Also in Legends of Shima, you have to save up a lot to get Skin It. You need 700,000 coins.
Whoa!
And they're pretty easy to find.
Oh. Is that in the web-based computer game?
More like in Nintendo DS.
Oh, it's a DS game. Because I've played a Lego Chima game that was on the internet before.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hey, no, you don't have to go get it.
Oh.
Actually, I have another question for you. We're speaking about video games and...
Video games!
And princesses.
Princesses?
Well, because DJ Rockrilla played the song from Frozen. Weren't you... Didn't you recently just complete a video game about princesses?
You did? You?
No.
I thought we did.
I did. But my sister had to... My sister wasn't even helping me.
Oh, so you had to help her beat it.
And I'm going to get something that contains Lego Chima.
Okay. It's her video game and
what's
she
it called?
Made me do all the work.
What's it called?
I don't did that. Or
nice one.
Or my grandma should not have bought her that video game.
Oh, your grandma.
I bet you get really annoyed when you're playing that.
I thought you said it was fun.
Oh, weird and fun. And I made a girl that looked pretty weird with green hair, brown skin, green dress, and green slippers.
Now, DJ Steel, I thought
told me
that.
What about the eye color?
DJ Steel, I think, told me that. You had said that you wish you had more video games about princesses.
No.
So, for both of you guys, for your next video game, what would it be?
My next video game would be...
I don't know why.
Maybe Superhero Squad?
Monster Legends, actually.
He just loves that one.
He just wants to play it some more. Now, what about Lego sets? If you were to get any Lego set in the world, which Lego set would you want to get?
Oh, I
Go
know.
Ahead, DJ Gogolisha.
Ewok Village?
Oh, nice. Ooh. Nice choice.
I know what I like.
DJ Rockrilla?
I like one of these monster guys. Like the pack. I like that pack.
If you could have...
But that's in the 13 Commandments.
Wait a second. Hold on here. If you could have any Lego set in the world, you would want that? There's not another Lego set that you would want?
Okay, fine. It would be the Fangfire truck and all the other guys.
What?
The Vampire truck.
The Fangfire truck.
Oh, Fangfire truck. Oh, from Ninjago.
I thought you wanted to save your money to buy a specific Lego set. We even talked about it just the other day, where you said you were going to save all your money and buy this Lego set.
And I changed my mind.
Oh.
About getting the Death Star.
The
Death Star. See, now DJ Go Galicia had that in mind as well, but that set is like $500.
It is. You can also find Death Stars that are $3,000.
Like older ones?
I think they're older ones.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyways.
And see, you can easily warp the minds of them just by having Give
me my arm back.
Pieces out. Give
me my arm back, Cohen.
Exactly.
All right.
My name is not Cohen.
We gotta open the ball. Yeah. We gotta open the ball. So, you guys know how to open the ball?
Give me back my arm. Here.
Guys, DJ Rockrill and DJ Gogolisha, do you know how to open the ball?
I don't know what the heck that means.
Okay, we're gonna yell. It is now time for, and you guys say. What?
I thought you meant a trashy named Rotvolt.
No.
Nope. That's not it at all.
We're going to say, it is now time for, and you guys yell out, the knockout punch.
Okay, ready?
Knockout fruit punch?
You can say that. And you can yell it as loud as you want. You ready?
All right, ready? It is now time for...
All right. That was great.
I think we got in. Access granted on that.
Okay, so, DJ Rockrilla. What is your the last song you're going to play? What is your knockout punch?
Katy Perry, Roar!
All right. And that's got to do with Monster Legends, because a lot of the monsters, when you click on them or when you touch them, they roar.
Okay. And DJ Go Galicia, what's your knockout punch? Just say it out into the microphone.
Happy! Everything is awesome?
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome!
Who's that by?
Lego movie. Lego
movie. Pass me the paper here. By Tegan and Sarah.
Nice.
That version. All right.
Some Canadian content for our show.
Yeah, dealing with the new Lego video games, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
All right, here they are, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono y Mono!
Mono
y
Mono!
Mono y Mono! What?
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing. So I felt
lost my job, that's a new opportunity. More free time for my awesome community. I feel more awesome than an awesome possum. Dip my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome. Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Soar from the wind and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose, awesome to lose.
Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I.
Chairs?
Because it's not like stairs.
How come?
I don't like stairs.
Yeah, ramps are easier.
I don't like
chairs
broccoli.
And stairs and bears are awesome.
And pears. And I don't like broccoli.
Oh, no wonder he doesn't like chairs.
And I don't like broccoli.
Because chairs look like broccoli?
No, I don't like broccoli. Broccoli is the yuckiest food on earth.
What about cauliflower?
Yes, I like cauliflower.
Me like cauliflower.
Brussels sprouts are worse than broccoli.
No, broccoli like is worse than Brussels sprouts.
I don't know what planet you're from, but that's not right. Okay, so we've got DJ Rockrilla and DJ Gogolisha with us here on the Mono A Mono Show. We've just completed our guest DJ battle.
You mean on Jupiter, not on the Mono A Mono Show.
DJ Gogolisha played some... So if you want to vote for DJ Gogolisha for this episode, DJ Gogolisha, played Troublemaker. Then Nothing's Gonna Stop Me. Followed by Everything Is Awesome that you just heard.
That's right.
And DJ Rockrilla played Let It Go, followed by What Does the Fox Say, followed by Katy Perry's Roar.
That's right.
You just heard.
So you Mono Amigos want to go to www.monoamonoradio.com and click on the vote button, and then you're going to get a drop down and you're going to pick other DJ and write in which DJ you like best.
And so if you're not good
DJ Gogolisha or DJ Rockrilla.
Gogolisha, how do you spell your DJ name there?
Gogolisha. Gogaleesha.
Okay, and DJ Rockrilla, how do you spell your DJ name?
I don't know how to spell Rockrilla.
Look.
Rockrilla.
Let's just say that.
Perfect. All right. That's what you do. So did you guys have fun on the Mono A Mono show today?
Yes. Yes.
What would have made your stay better, DJ Gogolisha?
Nothing.
All right.
It got much better then.
Yeah. It maybe if he had a rock cut, we were holding back.
Yeah. Yeah. For at least, 11 more years for you?
Almost.
Almost 11.
Yeah.
And then,
right?
DJ Rock Rilla's got a lot more time to go before he can have a nice, smooth, rock-cut Baynesville lager.
Well, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, thanks for coming. All right. Well, that was fun. That was an experience.
Yeah.
Your experience.